the rest of the story. I don't think I can say enough nice things about Captain Bill, 17th century Scottish-born naval hero, beloved by England's king, later a respected landholder, successful merchant, to say nothing of a loving husband, a devoted father. Captain Bill was a jolly good fellow. And then one day, well, that's the rest of the story. Captain Bill was a venerable 50 when the crown put him in charge of a stout vessel called the Adventure Galley. Three masts, 34 guns, her 287 tons glided like a leaf on a placid pond, and her oversized sails snapped to attention as a young officer salutes an admiral. Only the best for Captain Bill. And to run this remarkable ship, the skipper carefully, personally selected the finest crew, each man sturdy, honest, and true. Most of them married with families. Least likely, in other words, to become pirates or mutineers. In fact, it was the mission of the Adventure Galley to sail to Madagascar and battle the pirates who plagued those waters. And so it was one fine February morning, 1696, Captain Bill and his gentlemen sailors and their sleek, fast, supremely maneuverable pirate hunter sailed down the Thames, bound for the open sea. They had barely passed Greenwich when the trouble began. Approaching them inbound was a Royal Navy yacht. Now, according to naval custom, Adventure Galley ought to have acknowledged the other vessel by respectfully dipping her colors. And as a stern reminder of this, the yacht's proud captain fired a shot across the Adventure Galley's bow. Captain Bill was incredulous. Of course, he was aware of the technical courtesy he had neglected, but after all, he was embarking on a dangerous assignment for king and country. What more did the Royal Navy require of him? So jolly good Captain Bill, for once in his jolly good life, did a jolly bad thing. Grinning mischievously, he asked his crew, "How would you men like to salute the good ship at our beam?" And knowing precisely what the captain meant, the crewmen laughed, a hearty seafarer's laughed. They climbed up into the yards, waited until the Royal Navy yacht was directly opposite them, and then, in unison, fairly majestic in its simultaneity, they all dropped their trousers and slapped their backsides. For Captain Bill, that silly solitary affront was the beginning of the end. For the frigate's captain complained bitterly to the Admiralty, and the Admiralty then relieved Adventure Galley of her hand-picked crew. The crew was replaced with naval rejects, rogues and scoundrels and scalawags all. After which, Captain Bill resumed his mission. But in time, the predictable occurred. The new crew threatened mutiny, could be placated only by permission to become pirates themselves. Captain Bill tried to explain all that after returning voluntarily to British soil, but it was no use. They hanged him anyway. And thus a legend was born. For once upon an impudent insult, there was a great man who backed into the pages of English history, a naval hero who, as he had never intended, became an outlaw, and in turn became more fable than fact. Doubtless you never heard about the ill-fated moon rise over the Thames that forever changed the life of a respectable middle-aged merchant. You know instead the mostly tall tales surrounding a mythical pirate king named William Kidd. The Captain Kidd? The Captain Kidd. And now you know the rest of the story.